Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me tonight. We're going to actually talk about some vaping topics this evening. How about that? Main topic of discussion, I'm going to be joined by Jared from Taxpayers. Boy, I hope I have that right. Taxpayers United of America. Oh, he's going to be mad at me if I got that wrong. That's okay. He'll correct me in a moment. I'm going to be joined by Jared. He leads a nonprofit organization that's out of Chicago that fights against, well, all kinds of taxes, all kinds of egregious taxes, but has done quite a bit of work in the field of fighting against tobacco taxes and the e-liquid tax and all sorts of stuff. He's had some success, and we're going to talk to him about how he's done it. My friend Rodney from Chicago, also known as Chicago Rod, will also be joining me as he knows a lot about what these shops are doing to try to combat these ridiculous tax hikes that, well, already have put about a dozen businesses either out of business or had them move out of city or out of county, really. Anyway, Rod knows a lot about what's going on and has some interesting ideas. He's been vaping well over six years. So he has a lot of perspective on this, from a vapor's point of view. And we'll get Jared's perspective from his point of view. And we'll talk about some other fun stuff, some politics, this and that. Welcome to the show. Let's get started. So first I'm going to bring on Jared from Taxpayers United of America. I got that right that time, right, Jared?
You got it right both times.
Absolutely. Okay, right, okay,
nice,
good. Thanks. Yeah, Jared Liddell, what is your involvement with Taxpayers United of America?
So I'm the director of operations for our organization. I've been with Taxpayers United a little over a year and a half now. I help fight taxes in little Moscow, or I'm sorry, Chicago.
Right. Yeah, we appreciate that, even all the way here in the Democratic People's Republic of New York. So tell me more in general about Taxpayers United of America. When did it start? What's the focus? What have you done? Tell us more about you guys.
Sure. So Taxpayers United will be celebrating our 40th year this year. We were founded in 1970. We were founded in 1976 by economist Jim Tobin. He actually became an activist related to tax issues while working at the Federal Reserve Branch in Chicago. And he was about a year away from a cushy federal pension and decided that he couldn't in good conscience take that money, nor could he continue to work for the Federal Reserve Bank or for the government in general. So while he was there, he founded our organization to fight property taxes. And there's a great article that you can find at Mises.org, Mises.org, from the late libertarian economist Murray Rothbard, writing about Jim back in 1977, the only modern successful property tax strike in Illinois history. He was able to help roll back property taxes and stop the General Assembly from pillaging the people of the state.
I would love to read that. Do me a favor, after our interview, do me a favor and link to that so I can give it to people in the chat and also include it in the replay notes. Yeah, Rothbard's a personal hero of mine, so I'd love to read that. So,
that's fantastic.
As far as the organization is concerned, no spring chicken, 40 years of fighting taxes. You must have learned a thing or two along the way. You talked a little bit about the property taxes. The listeners here are eager to hear about how you've tried to fight back against tobacco and, e-liquid taxes, things related to vaping and smoking.
Sure. Sure. So, yeah, so, you know, we can proudly say that we've stopped 417 tax hikes since our founding. Some of those have been related to tobacco products and more recently e-vaping. But unfortunately, the city and the state itself will continue to push these new regulations and taxes as much as possible because they are very, very short on revenue. So unfortunately, the pushback is very, very strong right now. Luckily, the most recent attempt at adding millions of dollars worth of taxes on tobacco products has been halted at least for another month until there's another vote coming up in the General Assembly. The current mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, was trying to push through a whole boatload of new taxes on everything from single cigars to little packs of cigars, or, you know, Swisher Sweets, things of that nature. And he recently was able to successfully push through another $1 million tax for e-vaping in his most recent budget. That was something that unfortunately couldn't be stopped as it was included in the budget. It basically, the aldermen were going to vote for it regardless. So we were not successful in stopping that. But so far, we've stopped this new $6 million tax.
Yeah, as far as I know, tobacco already has either the first or second, I'm not sure, it's either Chicago or New York,
yeah,
has the most most expensive tax on cigarettes. It's about the same. I mean, if you go to a convenience store in New York, it's, you know, $13 to $15 a pack. Although if you, you know, over 50% of all cigarettes that are sold in the state of New York are actually, and that's just the state, you know, which has slight, you know, less taxes than New York City. So it's probably higher in New York, but over 50% of all cigarettes sold in New York State are sold on the black market. And you can go into just about any tobacco store and just, you know, say, you know, do you have this on discount or on special or something like that? And they'll sell it to you for $7 or $8. They even have these, there's these people who walk around. There's like this little old lady who comes around all the bars in the Lower East Side in the East Village with a backpack full of cigarettes. And, you know, you pay a small premium, you pay $10, but then you get the cigarette delivered to you right at the bar and, you know, you pay less money. So, I mean, the black market is rampant, which is always what happens when you overtax something. I assume it's similar in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the black market is the response to government intervention, and that's exactly what you get. And you're exactly right as well. Chicago's combined federal, state, and local per pack tax on cigarettes is $7.17. It's absolutely the highest in the United States, and that's according to some of the most recent studies. And then you're also right on point with New York. The most recent information I've read from the Tax Foundation said that 58% of all cigarette sales in New York are on the black market. So that and Illinois as a state is number 14, still the taxes themselves are horrendous, and that's why you see black market activity cropping up, just as you see with prohibition and the drug war or many other vices.
Of course. Well, we're not far away from having 100%. It sounds like we're not far away from having 100% of all products being sold on the black market, but we're not quite there yet, thankfully. Anyway, tell us, so you mentioned, what exactly was Chicago, Illinois trying to do with, we can talk about tobacco first with cigarettes. What was their aim, and what were you able to fight off, and how did you do it?
Sure. So this most recent tax was moving the purchasing age from 18 to 21. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's all couched in health issues, which is funny because they say that they need to raise these taxes to help fund other programs. So if you're going to use this money to fund other things and you say these things need to be funded, but it's through a process or a vice that you don't want to occur at all, it seems kind of illogical. So the excuse this time is for an after-school program for the summer, which I doubt that would ever occur anyway, because that's always the point of politicians. It's always for the children. So that money can very easily be moved to another program or to fund more police or other crackdowns. which that's basically what Rahm Emanuel proposed when the aldermen began to revolt. One of the reasons was the increase in black market activity that would occur. And he said, oh, don't worry, we're going to increase the fines on selling loose cigarettes, possibility of 6 months in jail as well for offenders, and we'll increase police activity in those areas. So those all seem like very bad options to us. And then the other, the individual taxes were a 15-cent tax on small cigar packs. So usually those come in packs of 20, so basically a $3 tax per pack. Then a 90-cent tax on larger individual cigars. And then he also, Rahm Emanuel, wanted to place a $1.80 tax per ounce of smokeless tobacco. So all combined, they were looking at about $6 million in revenue from these proposed taxes. And between the aldermen seeing how this would affect their communities through black market activity and the possibility of increased altercations through that, and then as well as local businesses saying how this would inhibit their sales and their livelihoods, the aldermen were able to come against the mayor right now and fight him off. And then another great organization I could mention called NATO, a funny acronym, but the National Association of Tobacco Outlets, they brought up the point that this is all illegal currently. As Chicago is a home rule unit of government, they can't impose these taxes right now. So it actually has to go through Springfield, our state capital, and the General Assembly for them to implement any of these changes, which I think the aldermen might have either forgotten the laws that they tried to uphold, or they just thought they could get it in under the radar. So at least for another month, these taxes won't be implemented. And if we have our say, they won't be implemented at all.
So on the one hand, we have all the e-liquid taxes, which we'll talk about in a moment. And you said that just went into the budget and kind of flew through. Did they use the same process for tobacco, or did they use a different avenue?
It's a little different just because I think e-liquids being such a new phenomenon that it had to do with past ordinances back from the early 90s that the legal case was made that these new taxes, these excise taxes, could not be legal, whereas a lot of these e-liquid taxes kind of skirt that because, again, they're so new, just like we're seeing with things like Airbnb and Uber. They're having to catch up with new authoritarian laws to put in place because these things are outside of the scope of what we would have expected 15, 20 years ago.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes we're helped by being lumped into with tobacco, and sometimes we're hurt by being separated out. It's weird how it works, but so let's
exactly. So if I give one example, one of the representatives in the state house, Kathleen Willis, she wanted to put forth a ban on flavored cigarettes, and so she was then eventually using flavored cigarettes to lump in all e-liquids as well to get into her ban. Fortunately, that was tabled in March of last year, which means it can be brought up for consideration later. But she has a new bill that's currently on the calendar that's banning electronic cigarettes just as in any establishments where smoking is currently banned. So again, there's a conflation between tobacco and e-vaping and any other type of electronic cigarettes.
So what I'm confused about from what you just told me is it's my understanding that cigarettes on the federal level, for which covers all 50 states, are not flavored cigarettes are not allowed at all if they have a paper wrapper. I think there's an exception if there's a tobacco wrapper. Is that not the case?
I don't know. I would have to look into that clarification.
Okay. She's probably talking about the ones with the tobacco wrappers. As far as I know, you can't sell anything. Yeah. So let's talk.
You're probably right on that.
Let's talk about these taxes in Chicago and Cook County. From my understanding, first of all, there is an 80 cent per container tax. So that's not an awful lot, and that would cover the, e-liquid that's sold in a sealed cartomizer, just the same as it was sold in a 15, 30, 100 mil bottle, whatever it is, there's an 80 cent tax. Okay, no big deal. Where it gets nasty is in the city of Chicago, there would be a 55 cent per milliliter tax. And then in Cook County, of course, Chicago is in Cook County, there's an additional 20 cent per milliliter tax. So if you add that all up, I mean, just in taxes on a 30 mil bottle, you're looking at over $23 just in the tax. And I assume there's a sales tax that goes on top of that. So am I right? So you're talking like you're pushing $25 just in taxes that the shops have to pay up front before it even gets in the door. And then obviously when you're going to buy it, now you're looking at if the retail price on the bottle was $20, you're looking at, you know, $45 for a bottle, which no one would pay. Now, so that's what we're looking at. The tax in Chicago is in place now. The tax in Cook County is going into effect soon. Is there anything that can be done about that? I mean, I know one of the hardest things to do is to get a law repealed once it's already passed. These laws have been passed. Is there any hope at all?
I think our only hope would be in future budgets of trying to get repeals put in place by some of the aldermen who have voted against the most current tobacco taxes for various reasons. I think getting them on board with trying to repeal some of these taxes is the best way forward, because as you said, once they're implemented, it's very hard to fight them back. And so that's why if they can, they try to put these taxes in larger bills that are going to pass regardless, like the budget. So that basically aldermen would have to vote on a single issue like this to be able to stop them from occurring.
Well, what I'm going to do now, Jared, is I'm going to bring on my friend Rodney, because he's a vapor in Chicago. He's been vaping for a long time. We talked earlier today, and he told me a bunch of things I didn't know about because, you know, I'm not there. And maybe the two of you guys could talk and brainstorm and figure something out how to deal with this stuff. Rodney, are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to
Hey, Jared. My name's Rod Conforti. How are you?
Hey, very nice to meet you, Rodney.
Welcome to the show.
Good.
So
I know Chicago politics so well. So
yeah, unfortunately, I'm sorry to hear that. So listen, we were talking before, and you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, listen, if there's a $25 in taxes that's going to be on a bottle of e-liquid, there's no way that any store could stay in business, because consumers aren't stupid. They know they can just, you know, even if it's a half hour drive. If you're picking up, you know, three or four bottles, I mean, you're pushing $100 in tax, so that's worth a 40-minute drive, even if you need to get out of the county. So, you know, the first question is, how on earth could these businesses stay in business? Now, you told me, Rodney, that already probably a dozen vape shops in Chicago and Cook County have just already either closed up shop or moved. But there are some that still...
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, but there are some that are staying. Now, how the heck are they staying in business? How could they...
Well, okay. Russ, the first thing is... Now, in Chicago, everybody travels to DuPage, or they'll go to Indiana and buy their cartons of cigarettes. I know damn well when I smoked occasionally, and my girlfriend did at the time, that's what would happen. Is we, and even up to Lake County to purchase cartons of cigarettes. In Chicago, what we've done is we're getting taxed per mil. So what they're doing now is, so every store has closed out and got rid of all their nicotine e-liquids. I can't say every store, because I don't know about the convenience stores and the other liquid lines at those, but all the traditional vape shops are just selling zero nic.
Okay.
I think it was by January 25th they had to claim how much taxable nicotine they had on shelves so they could pay the bill. So they cleared out. What they're doing now is they purchased a bunch of one little mil containers of nicotine. And the ratio, it's 100% nic, I believe. And what they've done is they've purchased these little bottles, and they add it to the flavored liquids. to the zero nick to make it a three. And if you want a six, then you have to buy two of those packets. So your tax, you're only paying realistically is the 80 cents per pack, per packaging, mm-hmm. and then the 55 cents. So it's $1.35 of tax, of excess tax. Let's clarify that, because we do pay taxes as vapors.
Sure.
I can't stand that. So what they're doing then is a bunch of stores bought these Vortex mixers. They're just vibrating, little vibrating things that they put the bottle, they'll put the mic in, and then they'll put it on there and and mix it for a few minutes. And that's how they're getting around it. So in reality, you're only paying $1.35 plus the store's cost is maybe, I don't know, 50 cents per little mill of Nick, 50 to 60 cents I've heard. I don't have a shop, so I'm not buying those in bulk. And then they're charging the customer about, you know, two something, maybe 250 additional, and that's to cover the excess tax.
Well, that certainly serves as a workaround for now. I can just off the top of my head, I already told you this earlier, Rod, but what you're saying reminded me of a company in New York City, what they were doing. Now, this was with cigarettes, not this was before there was vaping, I think. But what they were, it was a company called Island Smokes, and what they would do is you would walk into the store and you could buy a pouch of